Now on Sports Talk, it's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer of the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to take your questions about the great outdoors in South Carolina. Give him a call at 888-898-2525. It's SC Wild from DNR on the Sports Talk Radio Network.
It is time for another edition of SC Wild here on Sports Talk. From DNR, starring the one and only Major Billy Downer, who joins us once again here for SC Wild on Sports Talk. Major, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great, Phil. Glad to be part of the show again tonight.
Absolutely. Great to have you with us. Been a couple of weeks since we last talked, and now we're gearing up for football. It's August, and we all know what goes hand in hand with football season around here.
Deer season, absolutely. August 15th is fast approaching for Game Zone 3. That's the lower portion of our state. Most people know, which also extends up to Richland County, Orangeburg County. But our season begins August 15th for guns, firearm season, in just a few, less than 2 weeks. So as hot as it is, it's hard to imagine being out deer hunting, but yet here it is. I always pull out my quote from my old sergeant. He'd say, when deer season ended on January 1st, said, just wait, boys. 6 more months, it'll be right back around.
It pretty much is. The deer hunters just can't wait for it to get back here. They count down the months and the weeks and the days. And anything new from last deer hunting season to this deer hunting season that people need to know about?
Well, a couple things, you know, not a lot of new stuff. Except for our licensing app, remember, folks can go online, go on their phones, Android, Apple, doesn't matter, go to your app store and purchase the Go Outdoors SC, app. It's free. You just load it. I didn't mean to say purchase, but you get that app, and that allows you to load in your license information. You can purchase licenses on your phone. You can I just talked my son through this week. Our boating registration renewal process online is archaic. We're going to get there, but the new app on your phone allows you to renew your boat registration right there on your phone. Makes it very simple. So a lot of things you can do on that new app. So the new thing right now is just to remind folks to load the Go Outdoors SC app on your phone. You can download your license right there, all your privileges. You can purchase tags and other things on your phone. So it's a great little app, and it gets your license information up to date. If you have issues, there's a number you can call. The only issues that come in on that app, as we keep reminding folks, is we have people who have multiple customer ID numbers because they've come in, like me, as John Downer II, or John Downer, or Billy Downer, and we're all the same person. But each one of those names is a separate customer ID. And if the app's trying to load you and finds multiple IDs for your name and date of birth, it's going to tell you to call a number to get it straight. So that's the only hiccup there. Past that, let's go over a few things on deer season that folks need to remember. If you're, again, remember our licenses are now 365-day licenses. So they're not calendar year like they used to be. You know, in July, the licenses were reset, start all over again. That's not the case anymore. Our licenses begin on the day you buy them and end 365 days later. So if you purchased a license in September, for instance, you're going to receive a set of deer tags in the mail. If you got tags last year automatically because you still have a valid big game permit because it is 365 days. Just because you receive your tags in the mail does not mean you can use them past September, whatever the day you bought the license. You've got to renew your license again to continue using them. You can use them up to that date. Remember, does cannot be taken before September 15th in game zones 3 and 4. Different date for the upstate, game zones 1 and 2, different dates there. But for most of our listeners, game zones 3 and 4, September 15th. you receive a free set of tags for a purchasing a big game license. You'll get two antlerless deer tags, what we call doe tags, and three buck tags. Your buck tags are unrestricted. Remember, you can purchase two additional buck tags, which are restricted tags. They have to be at least four on one side or 12 inch spread. That's the restriction for those two tags, for those additional two tags. You can also purchase up to four additional doe tags for $5 a piece for in-state, just like the buck tags, $5 a piece for in-state.
Mm-hmm.
In game zones three and four, if you buy four additional doe tags, you get a bonus two doe tags. It gets a little confusing, but that's to help with the agriculture problem we have in this part of the state with an abundance of deer and farmers that continue to struggle with controlling deer herds and depredation damage or damage by deer on crops. So it's a little confusing there, but most of the state. So you can buy four additional doe tags and two additional buck tags. Just because you buy those four additional doe tags and two additional buck tags depends on what game zone you're hunting in as to how many you can actually use. Because somebody that lives in game zone one in the upstate may come hunt in game zone four where they're not restricted on their limited on deer, but in game zone one they're limited on how many they can take for the year because the population up there is not as dense as it is in oil country. So just some things to remember when it comes to tags. The tags are in the mail. I've already received, my son's came in the mail, mine's come in the mail. There's been a lot of a little bit of fear about the public. Am I going to get my tags? Well, I can tell you the tags have been mailed. They're coming in because I've got mine through the mail. So you should be seeing these tags come in. Just remember, if you don't get your tags, check your license. Make sure it's up to date. If it's expired, you won't get tags. If you had a license in September, October, you bought it, and you bought a big game permit again, you automatically will receive deer tags because you still have a valid big game permit. I know that's a lot of information, but just trying to remind folks about that.
What happens to you if you are found hunting deer without your deer tags?
That would be hunting without a license. That's $175 fine and up from there. Depends on the violation, the nature of the violation, how out of date you are, what your attitude's like, game taken, those kind of things. Oh, everything depends on your attitude. If you feel like it's really ugly and you're wrong, it doesn't go well. I mean, it's just best to say, hey, I messed up and let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, other things to consider when we talk about deer season, remember the words or the letter CWD. We've talked about that for the last two or three years at great length. But chronic wasting disease is a real threat to our herd in South Carolina. We don't want to have an outbreak of that in states like Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Tennessee's had an outbreak. It can be devastating. There's been, you know, go back to the history of Pennsylvania or Wisconsin, excuse me, where they had a tremendous outbreak and had to kill every deer in a couple of counties to try to get rid of that disease. It is a disease that does not go away just because the animal dies. If it rots into the ground can carry it, and deer can pick it up from the ground where the deer died that had it. They've had studies in closed environments where they had deer in, you know, in very carefully managed environments, concrete areas where they've killed the deer, you know, bleached it, started over, and guess what? The deer came back in there and got CWD again. So it's a very volatile disease. So remember what that means for you as a South Carolina hunter is, if you go out of state to hunt deer, do not bring in a whole carcass of a deer. Do not bring in any part of the brain, any part of the spinal cord. If you kill a nice buck, take a nice buck in another state, particularly a state that has had CWD, which many have. Kansas, one of the big states people go to take nice deer, get that deer caped out in that state so that you can bring the hide back. That's fine. And you can bring the skull back with the antlers on it, but make sure that everything's been cleaned off of that. There's no this sounds gross, but there's no brain matter or anything there, because that's what carries the CWD pronoun. So that's just something to keep in mind.
Have we had CWD issues in South Carolina?
We have not had an outbreak. We've had a few instances where deer have been brought back into our state, isolated from another state, just like I'm talking about, illegally, where they were brought in whole, on the hoof, so to speak, and have tested positive. We have not had an outbreak to date. We don't want one. Again, we've tried to control it. Self-reporting by other hunters has helped us identify these few issues we've had. But to date, no outbreaks. That's good news that we're self-policing. That's a big deal. But just making sure people are aware when you go out of state to deer hunt, just think about our herd when you bring stuff back. In addition to that, you might remember last year, year before, before COVID, it's kind of hard to remember, but so the use of deer urine products was outlawed in this state because of CWD. Now, be careful, let's explain that. So a lot of hunters use doe urine products from companies that basically have private deer herds, and they collect urine samples and bottle it for hunters to use for attractant for bucks. They get doe and estrus, so does that are in heat. They collect that urine, and that has an attraction value for bucks. They use it as a cover scent or an attraction scent to get bucks to come to where they are. And those are outlawed in the state now because these areas, all these companies that mass produce this, they have been a major source of CWD outbreaks in other states. So to remove that possibility, we've made it illegal to use doe urine products. Now, for the hunter, particularly bow hunters, archery hunters who like to use those products, you can use synthetic. So the industry has created a synthetic version that is allowed to be used. And I know that sounds funny, but it is allowed to be used in this state as a cover scent. So no real doe urine products from companies out of state, those kind of things. Now, hunters can collect urine from animals in the state, bottle it, and use it. But they cannot use from these mass-produced companies.
Mm-hmm.
If I or anybody else have used all the deer tags you have for the season, can you buy more off of somebody else? Like, are those tags transferable from person to person?
No, they are not. Great question. The tags are for the person on the tag. So in regards to that, a lot of times adults and families are buying the tags for their children. Perfectly legal. Your children, even if they're not of age to require a license, are required to have tags when they hunt during the season. So they must have tags with their name on. Those tags with their name should not be used by the adult, and the children should not be using the adult's tags. They have their own tags. That's the purpose of it. And that's to help, again, self-police our herd to do a better job of collecting information. Now, remember, backing up a little bit further, we talked about that app on our phone. Although it's not required yet, we're looking to move toward electronic reporting on deer. We started that with turkeys 2 years ago. We're in our second year of it this year with the new app on the phone. Eventually, I foresee us going to that on deer. I think the deer hunting public is looking forward to that because it just makes it so easy to report your deer take. It's not going to be geocaching where your deer was taken so nobody finds out your secret spot. Because there's a lot of interest in that. From the standpoint of the fear that the department's going to be collecting where you took the deer. No, that's not the case. It's just reporting so we can get a better track record of what our actual harvest is. Because to date, our harvest is an estimation based on surveys from hunters and historical data from check stations in the past. So getting electronic reporting in the future would really help us better manage our deer herd to know what we're actually taking.
Okay, love all that. A follow-up question regarding tags. Again, if I've either purchased a tag online or expected to get one in the mail, point being, I'm out in the field, I've lost it. Am I able to use a digital copy and show a DNR representative on my phone, or do I have to have the physical tag with me while I hunt?
All right, so excellent question. We don't have a digital copy on the phone because we're not doing electronic tagging on deer yet. So that's not available yet. However, if you go online, let's say deer season starts and you're in game zone for September 1st, when half the state basically starts deer season for firearms. And it's Saturday, and you go, wow, I want to go deer hunting. I ain't got any tags yet. I want to buy my license. You can go on your phone, order your licenses, order your tags, and there's an option where you can print the tags to your printer and use those temporary tags until your permanent tags come in. So you can actually immediately go hunting. There's an ability to print a PDF copy of those that are temporary until your actual tags come in. So there is that ability to actually go hunting the day you buy your license. Within minutes, as long as you have a printer at home. Now, I can't help you on a printer. You've still got to be able to print the tags off.
You mentioned earlier talking about the destruction that deer herds are doing in certain parts of the state. Can you elaborate on that? What parts of the state are being hit the hardest, and how bad is it?
So typically, it's game zones 3 and 4, which is where we're doing the bonus tags. If you purchase all 4 antlers extra deer tags, the extra doe tags, they're going to give you 2 more. It's a bonus. So you actually get 6 plus the 2 more buck tags you can order. That's additional 8 tags you can get in addition to the 5 you get for free. So game zones 3 and 4, basically the coast, the PD, a little bit there, down through the low country. It's our agricultural areas where most of your corn, beans, cotton, peanuts are all farmed. That's where we see a lot of crop damage by deer. How much exactly? Not sure that we can put pen to paper on that, but our department has always been very responsive to our agricultural community in helping them manage deer hunts as best we can. Of course, our biologists, our officers always encourage farms to utilize hunt clubs, hunters, to take deer. Mm-hmm. Because that's the best way to take deer and have deer you can use. Many times in the summertime when deer are taking with permits, they don't get used because processors aren't running as much then. It's hot. Deer spoil very quickly, or they're full of ticks and other pests or other parasites that make it unfriendly to clean a deer that time of year. So we like to encourage our biologists and our officers like to encourage folks to utilize hunters to take these deer. It's the best way to control them. However, there are some cases in large farms where even with good hunting going on, there's still a deer population problem. And, you know, like I've coined this before. If you're sitting in your backyard and you've got a Dollar Tree sitting there and somebody's taking dollars off your tree, you're not going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want somebody to stop it. If they're taking money out the bank for you, you're not going to like it. You're going to want somebody to close the bank. Well, in the same way, a bean field is a farmer's money. And if you're out there mowing that bean field down, that's money they spent to plant, thousands of dollars they spent in fertilizer, seed, tractor fuel costs. We don't know how fuel costs are this year, planting time. And that's money they've got invested. And every plant that gets destroyed is less they get out that bank. So it's like dollars being ripped off their tree. And I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So we offer depredation permits, which allow them to shoot to scare and to shoot to kill. Antlerless deer only, not bucks. It's not trophy hunting. We're trying to manage here to remove does. They have to be tagged. To the credit of a lot of farmers, they try to utilize those deer. My son farms. When he takes deer, we utilize the deer he takes. Even though it's summertime, we take the time. I've always told him, if you're going to take a deer, utilize it. Do what we can to utilize the most meat we can off that deer so we're not wasting it. And a lot of farmers do that. But the depredation process gets a lot of heat from some hunting groups who don't understand, because it's not their money going out the door like a farmer is.
Sure.
So we try to keep our minds open to that.
So tell everybody once again, when do we get the green flag on a deer hunting season, various zones, and how long will it last, various zones?
All right, so game zone 3, which is the first season to open up, game zone 3 will open up August the 15th, and that game zone 3 includes counties like Richland, Lexington, Aiken, Calhoun, Orangeburg, Bumble, Bamberg, Allendale, Hampton, Collendon, Dorchester, Berkeley, Charleston, Buford, Jasper. A lot of counties there.
Can you name all 46 counties in South Carolina?
Well, I'm looking at the map, I can.
Oh, I thought
absolutely,
that was...
Absolutely, Phil.
Oh, you sly dog,
you.
You
thought I did pretty good off the top of my head, yeah.
Wait a minute, you're driving. How can you be looking at a map while you're driving?
I pulled over.
Okay.
Don't be sticky, Phil.
All right, sir. Continue.
All right, game zone 4 opens up September the 1st, and that's going to be your Sumter, Clarendon, Lee, Kershaw, Chesterfield, Marlboro, Florence, Darlington, Dillon, Horry, Georgetown.
Uh-oh. We lost him at Georgetown.
And once game zones. Yep. Got you back.
Yeah, you're back. Go ahead. We lost you at Georgetown.
So Horry, Georgetown, Williamsburg, Florence, Clarendon, those counties are included in there. Once game zones 3 and 4 open up, once September 1st comes, pretty much over half the state's open. And then we got game zone, two, which is kind of your upstate to Fairfield, your Piedmont area. Game zone 2 opens up, and that's going to open up on October the 1st for primitive weapons, and then gun hunts open on October the 11th. Now, remember, game zone 2 has a true archery-only season, September 15th to 30th, which is pretty popular. And then, of course, game zone 1, which used to be called our mountain unit, gun hunts begin October 11th and go through January 1st there. Primitive weapons. So those are all of our game zones.
Real fast, just for any new hunters out there who are looking to get into the sport, anybody born after 1979 is required to complete a hunter education course. Could you maybe just quickly explain the best way for people to go about doing that?
So our hunter education officers are out putting out classes now with volunteers as well, teaching those classes. Generally, they're on Saturdays. You can go to the web, to dnr.sc.gov, click on education. When you go to education, look for hunter education tab, click on that. On the hunter education page, you'll see a tab that says find a course near you. You can put in your zip code and a mileage restriction, and it'll tell you all the classes within your area. Classes are a great option for young people. I always encourage adults to take their young person to a class, go with them. Classes are 8 hours. Get it done in a day, get a temporary hunter education certification right there. You can go get your license immediately. Otherwise, you can go online. The course does cost some money. There's a charge for that course. You can go online again to www.dnr.sc.gov. Find the course there. You take an online course, the same hunter education page. And you can take that course at your leisure, start and stop whenever you want, and go from there. So those are your options for hunter education. But deer season beginning August the 15th.
Major, fantastic. I'm going to go home and see if I can recite all 46 counties without looking at a map.
Bet you can.
I bet you're right. I can't. You have a great couple of weeks. Look forward to getting back with you. We'll talk more deer hunting, I'm sure, mid-month. Thank you, sir, and have a great night.
Thanks, sir.
That'll do it. SC Wild here on Sports Talk. We'll see you tomorrow night right here.